You've decided you're ready to become a parent, and suddenly you're overwhelmed with people who feel they have the right to inform you on the correct way to conceive, give birth, what fears you should have, and the proper way to parent. How do you filter through the opinions? How do you know what's trustworthy information and what's a myth or just plain outdated? Welcome to the Birth Ease Podcast. Join your host Michelle Smith and her guests as they cut through the noise and fear by sharing valuable tips, tools, and proven methods that help you connect with your own inner wisdom as you navigate the sacred journey that is pregnancy, birth, and parenthood in a more relaxed and confident manner. This podcast does not constitute, nor is it intended, as medical advice.
Welcome to the first episode of the Birth Ease Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Smith. Thank you for being here with me. The process of creating this podcast takes me back to the powerful mix of feelings we women can experience when we've been dreaming of conceiving a child, and that pregnancy test is finally positive. As with any newly pregnant woman, I have such a mix of emotions: excitement, disbelief, fear of the unknown, joy, thoughts contemplating what the future will hold, and of course wondering, oh crap, what have I gotten myself into? Am I really capable of the responsibility that all of this will entail? Like all pregnancies and births, I know that it is an opportunity for introspection and transformation. It will cause me to dig deep and walk through my fears, just as a growing pregnant belly or a new baby in your arms does. It will open me up to the opinions of others. And some of those opinions will come from a place of love, wanting to be helpful. Other times, those opinions will come from someone that does not understand that their comment is unhelpful and laced with fear. At times, people are just plain mean and inappropriate. Some voices will be valued. Others will bring pain. It will create a vulnerability within me. And yet, I know that without vulnerability, there's no possibility for growth and expansion, nor an opportunity to serve. In this episode, I will be sharing a bit about myself, my pregnancies, and my experience as a birth professional, in addition to my intentions for this podcast. Thank you for sharing this journey with me, as I do my best to help you navigate all the nuances that pregnancy, birth, and parenthood bring. To begin, I have been fascinated with birth since I was a little girl. I vividly remember being about 5 years old and watching a television show in which a woman gave birth. I began crying, not out of fear, but because it touched this place deep within me, even as a very small child. And I was hooked. From that point on, I must have caused some embarrassment for my mom and my aunt because I was constantly pretending that my Barbie dolls, my cousin, or myself were pregnant and giving birth. I knew exactly how the pregnancy and birth process worked, and of course, I needed to deliver the baby. Needless to say, years later, I was thrilled to learn that I was pregnant with my first child, and so excited to finally have the opportunity to give birth. Unfortunately, the experience was filled with trauma and obstetrical violence for both my baby and me, a far cry from the natural birth I envisioned during my pregnancy. 4 years later, after our daughter's birth, my husband and I decided to have another child. Somehow, I knew I was pregnant from the very moment I conceived, and I was already bonding powerfully with that babe. Unfortunately, I became sick and I ran a high fever. A few weeks later, I lost that pregnancy and was heartbroken. Looking back now, and with a deeper understanding of trauma, I understand why my husband and I decided not to have any more children. One was enough. God, however, had different plans. 2 years later, while praying in a silent prayer chapel for some friends of ours that were having difficulty conceiving a child, I heard a voice outside myself telling me that I too would conceive a child. Shocked and surprised, I explained to the heavenly voice that my husband did not want any more children. The voice assured me that he would change his mind. 2 months later, he did exactly that. During this pregnancy, I was with an obstetrical practice that had 19 different doctors within it. The possibility of having a stranger attend my birth was very disconcerting for me. I still remember the relief that I felt when the doctor that cared for me during my miscarriage walked into the hospital triage room while I was in labor. I had this unconscious, yet strangely palpable thought. I know him. I can have my baby now. This birth was far better than my first birth, though sadly, it was still traumatic in many ways. After her birth, I learned about doulas and the continuity of care that they can provide for families. Doula is a Greek word meaning a female slave to another woman. Fortunately, the modern meaning now refers to a birth professional that provides non-medical, educational, and emotional support to a woman and her family during pregnancy, labor, and birth, as well as the postpartum period. In addition to prenatal visits, once a mother's labor is active, her doula remains with her until approximately 1.5 to 2 hours after the birth of the baby. Doulas are available for questions and support after the baby is born, and many doulas provide additional postpartum care. This concept really intrigued me. I realized that it was what I had been subconsciously searching for during my last birth, and what I thought I had working with an obstetrician that was in solo practice, and that I had begun informally providing this type of support to friends and family. During this time, I began exploring more holistic approaches to healthcare, and this led me to find Special Beginnings Birth Center for the birth of my third child in 1999. The holistic approach to maternity care that my midwives provided was like a healing balm. As a part of my prenatal care, my midwife, Suzanne, asked me to tell her about my birth stories. As I shared what happened during my first birth, she stopped me and said, "Michelle, that must have been so incredibly traumatic for you both." I looked up at her and I began crying. No one had ever voiced or acknowledged the obstetrical abuse and trauma we had endured. There had never been any thought or discussion beyond the underlying belief structure that the experience for a mother and a child was really of no consequence. All that mattered was a healthy mom and a healthy baby. That was the only goal. This is just the way things are for women, so be grateful your baby and you are alive. Because of this mentality, I never thought to talk about it. She held me with my head on her shoulder and allowed me the time I needed to cry and begin processing the trauma my baby and I had experienced. I also wept at the knowledge that this birth center was available at the time of my first pregnancy. If I had only known that this type of care was available, my first two births could have been completely different. I had to take time to mourn that loss and remember that we do the best with the information that we have at the time. There was no Google in 1986, nor 1993. This time, my baby and I experienced a beautiful, peaceful, gentle birth with the help of my student doula and my midwife, Sandy, an experience that I am forever grateful for. This experience of giving birth with midwives and a doula inspired me to begin my doula certification training 18 months later. I was excited to support parents and help them create the birth they desired. Shortly into my career, I attended several births in a row in which a mother, her partner, or a relative expressed during the birth that they were facing what they considered to be their greatest fear realized. While some obstetrical emergencies are unavoidable, I did understand how fear and unaddressed trauma can follow us and inhibit or shut down a labor. This sparked me to seek out ways to help parents realize and release their fears in order to work with instead of against the process of birth. While I could help families understand their options in maternity care, I also wanted to provide them with powerful tools to achieve the natural birth they so often desired, and which I believe our female bodies are intrinsically designed to do. I was already familiar with the power of hypnosis, and I began researching different birth hypnosis methods. I found Winifred Cockling's book, Hypnosis for a Joyful Pregnancy and Pain-Free Labor and Delivery. This book led me to become certified as a hypnobirthing practitioner in 2003. During the training, I knew deep within my soul that this is what I was meant to do. I was then blessed to certify as a HypnoBabies instructor in 2004. My love of clinical hypnosis and the results that it can and does achieve drove me to develop a specialization in my hypnosis practice working with women and families. At 41 years old, I was fortunate to become pregnant with my last child. I sincerely prayed for this pregnancy and birth to help make me a better doula and childbirth educator. I knew every pregnancy and birth has something to teach you. But like they say, be careful what you pray for. Experience really is the best teacher. Somehow in all my training, the possibility of prenatal depression and its implications had never been addressed. This pregnancy turned out to be much more challenging than my previous ones, due in a large part to stress. I chose to have a water birth at home with this baby, and the support and care I received from my midwives, Kathy, Robin, and Jenny, was incredible. This time, when I shared my pregnancy history and previous birth experiences with Kathy, her jaw physically dropped as I explained the obstetrical abuse I had endured. Since my last birth went so beautifully, I never expected to revisit that trauma. However, during the transition phase of labor, I found myself sitting in my birth pool, rocking back and forth during the contractions, saying to myself aloud, "I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe." Triggered by the pressure I was feeling in my pelvis, my body instantly transported back into the horrors that I experienced 22 years prior when my first child was ripped from my body with forceps. I was flashing back to all the abuse and obstetrical violence my firstborn and I endured at the hand of my personal obstetrician and the anesthesiologist that were entrusted to care for us. Shock and trauma I had worked so hard to heal. I know within the depths of my being that the techniques that I learned, developed, and taught saved me during that birth. I was able to open my eyes and be more present to what was happening in the moment, which is very important when someone has post-traumatic stress and is in the middle of being triggered. Once each contraction was finished, I could then close my eyes and recenter myself powerfully between each one. Because of these tools and techniques, as well as the loving support of my midwives, I was able to deliver my own baby. This was what I had dreamt of. It was so incredibly healing and empowering. This experience of her birth deepened my commitment to serving families with birth trauma more fully. As I worked with couples that had experienced a previous traumatic birth or had experienced perinatal loss, I understood their mixture of joy and fear as they were now often tentatively celebrating another pregnancy. In my sincere desire to more fully support families, I delved into trauma and perinatal loss training with several institutions. As I have grown as a birth professional, I have thoughtfully chosen to no longer recertify nor be affiliated with neither the HypnoBabies Network nor the HypnoBirthing Institute. Both programs are excellent. I sincerely admire the founder of each method. I am grateful for all they have taught me and all they have done to advance the field of hypnosis and to normalize natural birth. I simply felt uncomfortable having to choose one brand over the other, to the exclusion of all others, or teaching a particular hypnobirthing philosophy or childbirth hypnosis curriculum. I prefer to tailor my instruction and skills to reflect each family I work with. I also found myself limited by the restrictions placed upon hypnobirthing practitioners regarding the option to create their own recordings for students. This was especially frustrating because students often told me that they preferred the sound of my voice to that of the recordings provided with the program. This, in part, along with the desire to focus more on creating a relaxation habit versus utilizing hypnosis techniques, led me to develop my guided relaxation childbirth program, the Birthies Method, over 15 years ago. As I have worked individually with hundreds of families over the years, I have found that everyone's life experiences, needs, and situations are unique to their journey to parenthood. Yet all parents and their babies benefit from stress reduction techniques and relaxation skills, providing families with skills that will last them far beyond the birth of their baby is my passion. While my Birthies Method can definitely help mothers to achieve a natural unmedicated birth if they desire, the education, relaxation skills, and prenatal bonding it provides benefits all expectant families. Unlike childbirth hypnosis programs that focus primarily on creating a pain-free birth or for mothers wanting a natural birth, my childbirth course is designed for all parents looking to create a more relaxed pregnancy and gentler birth process. For families that have or are enduring acute stress, fertility struggles, miscarriage, perinatal loss, a high-risk pregnancy, or a previous traumatic birth experience, the feelings of stress, past painful learning, and or perceived threat are even more profound. Under these circumstances, it can become even more difficult to release the stress and return to balance. Eliciting the relaxation response within the mind and the body becomes especially valuable to help counteract the effects of stress. Another key component to reducing anxiety and stress is through education. This is especially important for parents that are facing the unknowns of pregnancy and labor, are overwhelmed and tender from birth and life with a new baby, or are at their wits' end with a toddler or a teenager. Or, if you like me, you have a toddler, a preteen, a teenager, and a college student all under the same roof. Talk about a lot going on with different developmental ages. My intention with this podcast is to create a safe space for families. Some episodes will be lighthearted and fun, and yet, other times, my guests and I will be digging deep into such subjects such as birth trauma, perinatal loss, navigating the U.S. medical system, disparities in birth, and postpartum depression. My guests and I will also address the joys and challenges that come along with parenting and the importance of remembering to care for ourselves and continue the work of self-growth. That is a constant while parenting. And I want to create a space to come refill our wells and to reconnect with our own inner wisdom. To that end, some episodes will include a guided relaxation session. I believe there is such beauty in the diversity that can be found where we each are in our parenting journey, what our birth experience was or will be, how we parent, the differences in our spiritual or religious beliefs, and how life has shaped us. All of this combined wisdom provides such benefit. My deep appreciation to you all for joining me, and to the families that tell me that they miss the sound of my voice, this is for you. Thank you.
For more great conversations like these, or to find out more information and access Michelle's library of amazing guests, go to birthesservices.com/podcasts. For more information on the Birthes Method, Michelle's classes, meditations, and other services, go to birthesservices.com.